Dean Richards from WGN. He's joining us today. And I know yesterday, Dean, your heart must have been heavy, but boy, the family dinner that you had last night looked fantastic. I don't know if he's with us. Maybe he's on this one. Oh, you're on the phone today.
Hello, testing one, two. Hello, testing.
Right. Because you're on location. That's why.
Yeah, I'm doing the around town segment today, filling in for Annabelle. I'll explain all of that in a minute. But we had a nice family dinner last night. Yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of my mom's passing. So, you know, we just, you know, nothing was more important to my mom than family. So, you know, we got together and had a, you know, just a really nice dinner at the Psistadia Greek restaurant that's on Tui Avenue, just east of the Eden Expressway. We, you know, ate some of her favorite things. She loved pan-fried smelts.
They looked fantastic.
Yeah, they were good. You know, beautifully fried and, you know, Greek style. We squeezed a little lemon on it and it was great. But really the nicest tribute of all to my mom is I stole every packet of Splenda that was on the table. Something she would have.
You have to put that in your purse. You never know when you're going to need one.
Yes. Well, you know, that's the thing after my mom passed away. You know, we found, you know, thousands of packets of Splenda in her house and those old, like, blue bonnet margarine containers.
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah, she had, about 400,000 of those. That she used to make rice pudding for, you know, like Greek-style rice pudding. And she'd put it in these little containers and everybody would get, you know, their shipment of them. So, so anyway, we had a nice, you know, and told stories and laugh.
That's
beautiful. You know, remembrances last night. It was nice.
That's nice. Dean Richards from WGN TV, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Yeah, I saw the tweet and I thought I'd never be able to pronounce the name of that restaurant in a million years because I am not Greek and I do not know how to pronounce that. But
yeah, it looks like it should be Pisteria.
Right.
That's how it's spelled. Pisteria. But the correct pronunciation is Psistadia. And it's just you know, some of the best Greek food that we have in Chicago, without a doubt. It's one of my favorite places. I go there all the time. So it was one of my mom's favorite places, even when she got, you know, she was 97. So, you know, if we go to a doctor's appointment or, you know, something during the day, she'd say, how about if we stop for some lunch, you know,
trying to
go into there. So, yeah, it was a nice nice little thing. Hey, there's some Elton John news that has just broken this morning.
What is it?
You know, we reported the story that he was planning on bringing back his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour. It's been on hold since the pandemic started, and then he announced that it's going to be back on. And then this morning, he announced that he has to postpone the tour again because he is going to have some surgery. He took a fall recently and is in extreme pain, and he has to have some hip surgery. So he says if all goes well, he plans on being back on the road in New Orleans in January. Now, you know, as far as how that affects us here in Chicago, he's got two shows planned at the United Center next February and one show planned at Soldier Field later on next year. So far, those are still on. And he says he's also planning on doing an upcoming charity event a little bit later on this month. But Elton is about to go under the knife, and hopefully all is going to go well for him.
Awesome. Dean Richards is on location. We'll check in with him next. More about Chicago's Party Ant. And like he said, it's a Twitter account that I find to be very funny, but it is very edgy. And Dean, I think, used the word nasty. So be prepared. He said it's not for the faint of heart. Coming up before the top of the hour, we're going to speak with Andrea Leinfelder. She is the space reporter for the Houston Chronicle. And we have civilians in space. An all-civilian flight is right now in the Earth's orbit. They launched last night at 7:02. It's an interesting mix of people. And I don't know, what kind of insurance waiver do you have to sign before you get launched into space? I mean, they pretty much have to sign their rights away, right? right? In case something happens. And then, of course, John Williams on at 9 o'clock this morning. And like I said, don't worry, Bob will be back tomorrow. Let me see. Is Dean with us yet? Is he available? He's not. He's actually filling in for Anna this morning. I also want to talk to him about West Side Story. Dave, you remember West Side Story. You probably,
oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, did you love it as much as I did? Maybe not.
Oh, I did. Yeah. In fact, I saw it. It was at the Lyric Opera a couple of years ago. Saw it there.
Oh, good.
And saw at Ravinia, this would have been 2019, they had the Chicago Symphony Orchestra playing the music while they showed the movie on the big screens on the lawn.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Which was very cool. Yeah.
And Dean Richards from WGN is back with us. And Dean, so this West Side Story remake is done by Spielberg, right? This is going to be
right.
As good as it gets?
Oh, my gosh. There's new footage that was out. You know, this movie has been delayed for about a year and a half. And you know, now they have set a date for the release of the new West Side Story, and it just looks absolutely amazing. All new actors. The only actor from the original movie who is in this one is Rita Moreno, and she's not playing the character that she played in the original movie. She's playing a completely different one. But if you want a real treat today, Take a look at the new trailer for West Side Story. It's supposed to be coming out right around Thanksgiving time, so we'll look forward to that.
Dean Richards from WGN-TV is with us. And, Dean, you're on location this morning. You're filling in for Anna. So where are you and what you doing?
I'm in Bronzeville this morning. I'm at the apartment of Etta Moutant Barnett and Claude Barnett. They were, as has been described to me, the Jay-Z and Beyonce of their day, of the turn of the century. Anybody who knows Chicago history knows Etta Moten, Barnett, and Claude. He was the founder of the Associated Negro Press and one of the most influential men of his era. Etta was a singer, an actress, socialite, civics leader, human rights leader, civil rights leader, friends with the who's who of her time. She was in the original production of Porgy and Bess, production of it.
Wow.
She was invited by Franklin Delano Roosevelt to come to the White House to sing Happy Birthday to him, not like Marilyn Monroe did for JFK. That was a whole different kind of happy birthday,
yes.
But she was beloved by presidents, and they lived in a mansion at 36th and King Drive, and then downsized into a beautiful, lovely apartment here at 50th and King Drive, which is where we are right now. They have both passed away. Etta passed away in 2004 at the age of 102.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to live that long.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But this apartment is just filled with memorabilia. I mean, beautiful, things for dinner parties. So right now I'm standing at their dining room table at which she hosted Sidney Poitier and Leontine Price and Haile Selassie. I mean, a who's who came to be part of the Barnett's lives. But the whole house is filled with memorabilia and letters from presidents and vice presidents, and it's all going to be sold at an estate liquidation this coming Saturday and Sunday. So this morning on TV, we're showing some of the cool stuff that they have here.
Gosh, we've got like 30 seconds left. So here's a deal. I follow Chicago's Party Aunt on Twitter. And seriously, it wasn't until maybe a month ago that I figured out because of the Netflix special that it's really a guy behind it. I really thought it was some drunken 45-year-old woman who partied a lot.
Well, I guess you could say that Chris Witowski is the name of the guy who managed the Twitter account. But he, along with Katie Rich, both of them met at Second City, along with Ike Barinholtz, who was raised in Chicago. He's an actor. He and his brother John, I mean, they all contributed to this, and the people at Netflix thought that the Chicago Party Ant Twitter account, which is hilarious and super dirty, by the way, so don't go there thinking it's going to be something appropriate for everybody. It's not. Would make a really funny animated feature, and it premieres tomorrow on Netflix. And we've got some interviews that we're sharing throughout the morning on the TV morning news, and I'm going to play some of them for you on my Sunday show this weekend, just talking about how this whole thing, you know, took off. They are huge fans of Tom Skilling, by the way. Skilling has been mentioned
a lot.
In the on the Twitter account, or as Chris explained to me in the interview, that Tom Skilling is the wind chill beneath his wings.
I love it. I will be listening Sunday because I want to hear more about this. This is too fun for me. Dean, thank you so much for joining the show today. I know it's been a busy morning, and we appreciate you.
It's good to talk to you. Welcome back.
Thank you. Dean Richards, WGN TV.